I'm Steve Potter. This is Cityscape. You know, it's not easy for any small business owner to make a go of it. And in the restaurant business, it can be brutal. Today, on our monthly soundbite segment with Sauce Magazine, we're going to hear from two highly successful restaurant owners for some insight into how they did it and continue to. First, though, to set the stage, Sauce Magazine's executive editor, LaGaya Figueres. Hi, LaGaya. Good to
see
you.
Hello, Steve. You too.
I just want to mention real quickly that a week from Sunday, Sauce is hosting its big annual party that celebrates all your readers' choice winners from the past year.
Our Saucy Soiree, yes. It is at Union Station from 5 to 10 on June 28th. And we all look forward to it every year. It's a great time for anyone who really has their favorite chefs. Well, your favorite chefs are going to be there if you want to get out and try new things all in one place. Tons of 40 different restaurants and bars will be there with their samples, live music. It's a great time.
Do I need to wear a tuxedo?
You can if you want to.
Okay.
I'm putting on a dress for
all right.
Sure.
Okay, I'll think about that.
Of course.
Okay, listen.
Be classy, Steve.
I can one day a year. You know, no one knows LaGaya better than you do. All the restaurants that open and close, you know, sometimes quickly. Just how difficult is it to get a successful restaurant open?
Oh, my gosh. It is really hard. It is really hard. When I actually just, you know, a restaurant can turn around in 6 weeks. They might have opened, and then you look back and it's closed. If they don't get off the ground doing things well, that can really set them back. Making it 1 year is, you know, great, but it's like, okay, take a deep breath. Here we go again. Making it 10, you know, that's something.
And then making a profit, that's a whole nother thing, right?
Profit margins are so thin in this business. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, recently, you profiled a couple of examples here in St. Louis of people that did it the right way.
Yes, I have one of them sitting right next to me and the other two seats away.
You bet. Why don't you introduce them?
Okay. So Vince Valenza, and he is the owner of Blue City Deli, and I am going to call that an institution. It is a sandwich shop down in Benton Park.
Hi, Vince. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Steve. Good to see you.
And so Vince is someone who I interviewed for the June issue of the magazine and the Q&A called What I Do. And sitting next to Vince is Mike Emerson. He's the co-owner of Pappy's Smokehouse. Everybody knows him. They just know him as the Pappy's guy. He's that famous.
Hi, Steve. How are you?
Nice to meet you, Mike. Oh. I can't believe it's been the first time. I've never been to your place, and it's right down the street, right?
Well, it's an honor. All you have to do is roll down your window here. You could probably smell a smoker from here, so come visit.
Let's talk just a little bit about concepts, because a concept's everything, isn't it? You can't just open a restaurant without a concept, can you?
You have to have a concept. There's got to be more than just the concept, but it starts with the concept.
All right, Vince. Let's start with you. Blue City Deli in Benton Park. How'd you start, and what was your concept?
Well, it was a combination of a love for food that I was raised with coming up in the 50s here in St. Louis, Italian background, Sicilian heritage, and so had that all the time and got into the sandwiches a lot. We did a lot of sandwiches over at the house. And then also my other love, blues music, and I was fortunate enough to play around town a little bit with a local blues band and started to get to know the whole social circles of the blues. And I didn't know the two would meld together until I went down to New Orleans for a little business trip at one time. And I said, oh, bingo. They melted together so good down there in that beautiful city. And they put it all together.
And so how long have you been around?
We've been in business a little over 10 years.
Wow. Mike Emerson, Pappy's Smokehouse. Longer than that, though, right?
No, sir. Actually, no? We've... Vinny was one of my mentors when I was getting ready to open up because when I was
you
actually...
You mean Vince here?
Yes,
mm-hmm.
Yes. Actually, when I was physically building Pappy's, we would go to Blue City Deli at least 2 to 3 times a week.
So what ideas did you steal?
I tell you what, I stole a lot of his ideas. I mean, I was so impressed with the way he treated his customers, and We have the similar philosophy that, you know, we're in the hospitality business. You know, first you have to have good food. You talk about a concept. Well, you have to start with a good product. Vinny started with a great one. I thought I started with a pretty good one. But I just love that it never mattered when I went in to see Vinny. And everybody has their trials and tribulations. When you went in to see Vinny, he was always in a great mood. And I kept that in mind when we opened up because, like LaGaya said, this is a hard business, you know, and you don't want to wear that on your sleeve. people pass a lot of restaurants to come to our two places, so we need to be nice to them when they come in.
You're a smokehouse, so we're talking ribs, basically.
Well, yeah, we do beef brisket, we do pork, we do chicken, we do turkey, we do some little German sausages from our friends here, G&W Sausage, which is a local sausage maker, and we love St. Louis. You know, we were very, very fortunate.
Well, you know, I know no limits in research and things I'm willing to do in the name of the program, and you were nice enough to bring some samples of food here today, so I'm going to try it. So, Vince, let's start with you. Vince of Blue City Deli, you brought a couple of sandwiches.
Right.
I'm going to pick one up, and why don't you tell me what it is?
Well, that's one of the newer additions to the menu called the Thunderbird. So it's, there's a turkey in there, and there's capicola, which is Italian ham, and there's pastrami, and it's got a spicy sauce on there known as boom boom sauce, and just dig in. It's got a little after kick to it.
I'm going
to
do this. Together really good. While I do that, though, bread's always important. Tell me about the bun.
It's normally a 7-inch hoagie. We toast it a little bit, and it's from Vitali's Bakery right here on the hill.
What kind of ham is that?
That is capicola.
That's delicious. Boy, that's spicy, too.
Yeah, boom, boom.
So that's a new sandwich on the menu. They don't make too many changes at Blue City, so it's kind of a big deal, Steve.
It's delicious. Now, this other one looks completely different.
That's the muffaletta.
The bread and everything, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Do you want to describe that?
Variety of Italian meats. There's mortadella. There's Volpi salami. There's ham. And our homemade olive salad with the virgin olive oil and a variety of spices.
They never made an olive I didn't like. It's really good.
Your listeners can't see that he's making a mess, but that's exactly what you're supposed to do when you eat a muffaletta. That means it's good.
And any portion of that muffaletta that you don't finish, I promise you, will go in a bag and I will take it with me. That's my favorite sandwich there.
Back off, Mike. But let's get to yours because, boy, your ribs look good.
Well, thank you very much.
What can you tell me about them?
What we do is we do a loin back or baby back rib. I smoke them over apple and cherry wood. We use a dry rub, and then we finish them with a real light glaze about a half hour before we pull them off the grill.
Vince, what do you think's good about his ribs?
Oh, they're just perfect. They're tender.
They are.
Well, thank you. Yeah, we get a lot of practice at it. You know, we're up to cooking between 4,000 and 5,000 pounds of barbecue a day now, and when we sell out, we go home. So I get more than my fair share of practice at cooking the ribs. So.
I'm set. This is delicious.
Well,
you guys keep talking.
Well,
no, let me ask you this. All right, your concept's great. The food is good. But is it more than that, Lagai? Is it more than just a good concept and good food that makes people stand in line and wait and drive past the other places?
Yes, it is. And that's why, I mean, I asked these two specifically to come on because we wanted to talk about the idea of an institution. How do you build something that's actually an institution? I think what Mike was talking about in terms of the way that Vince treats people, you know, it starts with the smile on their face. Day after day, you know, the restaurant business isn't easy. You don't get a day off. You have to be resilient. You're not going to have customers that are always in the happiest mood. But it's the hospitality industry, even before it's just the restaurant, it's all part of an umbrella of hospitality. And I think these two gentlemen here and what they impart with their staff is be nice to people. You know, over at Vince's place, they treat people like family. You know, at Pappy's, they are your friends. I think that's one of the most important in terms of, yeah, you can have a solid product, but start by making people feel comfortable when they walk in the door.
Well, Vince and Mike, you were both brought up here, so you knew the restaurant scene, you know, what people like here, their habits. So when you were trying to design your original concept, did you know what you wanted to do? Did you feel like you had to do something different? Or did you feel like you had to stay in certain boundaries? How did you approach that?
Well, in my case, there was one thing that I approached that really took a training of the city. And I have to thank the media, Lagaya, and everybody for accepting it because we have a process where when we sell out, we close for the day. And so we really don't have a closing time.
No kidding.
And there was – that could have been an issue, but the great – restaurant people that we work with, like Lagaya, understood that if you want true barbecue, it has to be fresh barbecue every day. And so as opposed to saying, this guy doesn't know what he's doing, they embraced it. And they brought a little unique twist to what we do. And so when you say what makes us an institution, which I'm humbled by that we're even mentioned like that, not only is it what Vince and I do, but it's what you guys do. You know, I mean, you promote us, you help us, you're constantly keeping us in the public eye. And I mean, and Sauce Magazine is one of the best at doing that. So we, you know, it truly does take a lot more than what just we do.
Mike, all I do is eat on the air. That's not that hard. Yeah. That's Mike Emerson from Pappy Smokehouse. Vince from Blue City Deli, answer the same question. Back in the beginning, did you feel like you had to do what people expected, or did you need to take some risks?
We knew what we wanted to put out there. Again, melding of the blues music highway, which is how our basic menu started.
Music is important at your place, live music.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's
on the menu, sort of.
Yeah. Yeah. And it should be important in a lot of restaurants. And that's one thing, just real quick, not to get off the subject, but when I go into Mike's place, he's set the tone there with his food, and there's music right there. I can hear some good blues music over at Pappy's, and you feel good. And, of course, Mike's up front there, and nobody does it better than Mike going from table to table. It makes you feel at home, so we love going down there. But, no, what I noticed about St. Louis, once we got our concept in place, there is such a support system from the local publications like Sauce Magazine and the other restaurants support each other. And the musicians support each other. So it's like a family.
Well, you both got new places opening. Tell me about that. What about yours, Vince? Well, I mean, Mike, excuse me.
Well, we're opening. We have a couple of restaurants now. We have Pappy's and we also have Bogart's. And we're getting ready to launch a place called Daly's, which will be out at Big Bend and Doherty Ferry. And I would kind of call that a melding of the two restaurants that we have, Bogart's and Pappy's. Plus, there'll be some other items there, too. The kitchen is... Each kitchen that we get, we adopt and receive a few different things, and as opposed to throwing them away, we try and figure out how we can utilize them to do something different at each place. Because while we do barbecue at each one, we try and give them each a signature dish. And so Daly's will be a lot of fun. And then Vinny's doing I love what Vinny's doing.
Yeah, so. you have like an old garage behind your current restaurant, and working with your son, you decided you'd try something there.
Right. When you have passion in food, do a shout out to my son Joe. He's got a real passion for fermentation of dough, and he's really got into the pizzas, and so he studied Neapolitan pizza, and there we go. We're going to renovate the garage and make it into a pizza kitchen.
I don't know, as the professional, like I, as the observer,
yeah.
What do you think their keys to success are, specifically these two guys?
I mean, I'm sitting here next to two people who are icons. I look at what they're wearing. They're awesome just even at branding. You know, these guys could walk. Vince could go to the Blues game. I mean, this is something that came up in the interview. You're going to know him just by what he's wearing. Mike Emerson can never take off that beard because we don't know what he's going to look like. I mean, they are the presence and faces of their operations everywhere they go, whether they're inside the walls of their restaurants or not. And I think that's important. You know, they're always representing, and whether they're representing Blue City or, you know, Mike, who's just getting back last week from having gone to the Big Apple at, you know, barbecue festival in New York, he's the Pappy's guy from St. Louis, and they're representing our own town.
Oh, in the short time we have left, I just want to mention that earlier in the news, when I was reading the news, I mentioned that Mayor Slay had announced a new music and barbecue festival, 3-day festival for St. Louis. And Mike, you're part of there. You just came from a meeting?
Yeah, we just left City Hall where we kicked off what's called the Q in the Lou. It'll be running September 25th to the 27th down at Soldiers Memorial. It'll be a free general admission. Portions of the proceeds will go to the restoration of the Soldiers Memorial, uh-huh. Which we're very excited about.
Did I miss that? Do you have a date on that yet?
Yes, it's September 25th through 27th.
That's going to be an annual thing, you think, right?
I'm counting on it, yes. Right. That would be wonderful.
Well, listen, you guys are busy. They're so busy. I don't have to tell you, LaGuy, when you're people I know that run a restaurant, they're there 24/7. And if they're not there, they're thinking about it, right?
That's right.
So you guys are busy as you are. You're opening new businesses. Do you have time to do anything else? I mean, do you have a hobby? What do you do on your downtime?
Oh, I'm basically what got me into the barbecue business is, you know, the love of the outdoors. I mean, that's how I started cooking outside. So, I mean, I hunt, I fish. If it's outside, I like to do it.
Uh-huh. So. Yeah. What about you?
Number one, family, and let's go Blues. I love
you talking hockey or music?
Hockey. Okay. And, I, of course, blues music. But that's my little side thing is down to see the blues play.
And I will say on my free time on Thursdays and Saturdays, you'll find me down at Blues City Deli.
Yeah.
And
right.
That's not just a plug. That's the truth.
One big happy family. Final word, LaGuire?
Two final words. Pappy's Man is very humble because he's also opening another restaurant. It's supposed to open next week to Pappy's, and it's called Southern. So
yes, we're excited about that. That's going to be a different concept.
Yeah. Well, thanks for bringing the food in. Both of what you brought is fantastic, and
I can see
why you're successful. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Steve.
Thanks, Steve.
We've been talking to Vince Valenza, owner of Blue City Deli, and Mike Emerson, co-owner of Pappy's Smokehouse and all the other places they run, and LaGuire Figueres of Sauce Magazine. Check for it out on the stands, and have a great saucy soiree a week from Sunday.
That's right. We definitely will. Come on down.
Thank you all. Next week on Cityscape, we're going to talk with Mike Isaacson about the Muni's new season, as well as his part in the Broadway musical Fun Home, which received 5 Tonys. We're also going to take a look at painter John Salazzo's St. Louis Icons exhibit, which opens tonight, 6 o'clock, at Third Degree Glass Factory on Del Mar. Then join Don Marsh for St. Louis on the Air as he kicks off Navigating Leadership, which is a series of conversations with the leaders of some local colleges and universities. First up, Tom George of UMSL. Archived versions of past Cityscape programs are available for download or podcast at stlpublicradio.org/cityscape. Cityscape is produced by Mary Edwards and Alex Hoyer, with assistance from Evita Caldwell, Aaron Dorr, and Anya O'Connor. The executive producer is Robert Peterson. Cityscape is made possible in part by the Arts and Education Council of Greater St. Louis, the Regional Arts Commission, and the Missouri Arts Council, a state agency. Cityscape is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU. I'm Steve Potter. Thanks for listening.